Yesterday, the future finally arrived. For just a mere $20,000, you can now own this friendly humanoid robot named Neo. Yes, Neo like the Matrix, but this one folds your laundry instead of dodging bullets. It stands 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighs only 66 pounds, and is wrapped in what I could only describe as a cozy sweater onesie. Unfortunately, we're not getting the skin jobs envisioned by Philip K. Dick, but rather knit jobs that come in 3 races: white, gray, or black. Despite its small size, though, it can lift an impressive 154 pounds and carry 55 pounds while walking. But what's even more impressive are its hands, its dexterity. Like when you pass out drunk on your couch, it can put away your wine glasses and vacuum up all your puke while you sleep because it runs at a whisper quiet 22 decibels. But Neo is only the beginning, and there are dozens of companies with billions of dollars in VC-backed funds trying to get these clankers to make blue-collar workers completely obsolete. In today's video, we'll look inside the brain of Neo and talk about the power players in the upcoming humanoid robot apocalypse. It is October 29th, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. My chambermaid is literally shaking right now because she's worried that Neo is going to take her job. Even though the $20,000 price tag is out of reach for most people, you can actually rent to own your own robot slave for just $500 per month. Because who wouldn't want a cloud-connected device that can watch and listen to your family all day while it slowly picks up your kids' Legos and gives them mental health advice through its embedded LLM and voice model?
Neo lives with you in your physical space and has the ability to see, hear, and remember things about your surrounding environment.
I really don't see any privacy concerns here at all. But now let's look under the hood, or under the skull, of this monstrosity. It's running NVIDIA's Jetson Thor hardware, which is the secret sauce behind all of these clankers you're about to see rolling off of assembly lines. Jetson Thor is a compute stack that contains a 2,560-core GPU designed to be embedded in robots for AI edge computing. The hardware also ingests high-speed sensor data, has a camera offload engine, a holoscan sensor bridge, and provides base software like Groot foundational models that actually control robot movement. Groot is an open model, by the way, and you can use it to build your own Tin Man. Tons of these robotics companies are already running on Jetson Thor, like Boston Dynamics, Figure, Amazon Robotics, just to name a few. And that's partly why NVIDIA is about to become the world's first $5 trillion company. But if we take a closer look at Neo, this rust bucket has some serious limitations. First of all, it can't cook, at least not yet, because of the obvious fire hazard. It also can't drive a car, but the biggest limitation is that it can't operate a firearm, so it's virtually useless for personal security. And as a strong advocate for the Second Amendment, I believe all toasters have the right to carry and defend their God-given liberties. But the biggest red flag is that when Neo encounters a task it doesn't know, a 1x expert can remotely pilot your robot or teleoperate it. So congratulations, you just paid $20,000 for a robot that occasionally needs tech support from a human wearing a VR headset in San Francisco, a job that will of course eventually be outsourced to India. Imagine that. You're making $10 a day, and your job is to teleport into some rich lady's home and teach a robot how to clean her gold-plated toilet. The future is certainly going to be wild, but this future can only become a reality through the power of programmers. And if you want to get in on the humanoid robot gold rush, you'll need a reliable place to host your back end, like Hostinger, the sponsor of today's video. Their virtual private servers give you the power and flexibility to run whatever you want, without locking you in to someone else's platform. And for less than $10 per month, you get a respectable 2 CPUs and 8 gigabytes of RAM. You can see how they have a bunch of operating systems to choose from, or you could just go with a pre-installed template, like this one from Coolify, which lets you easily deploy any framework like Next.js or Astro. If you want freedom from our serverless overlords and a great developer experience, check out Hostinger with the link below. They just started their Black Friday sale, and you can use the code FIRESHIP for an even bigger discount. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.